is Ted Kennedy. A capital gains tax cut was a bad idea in 1989, and it's still a bad idea in 1990. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush took a cheap shot the other day at opponents of his pet rock, cutting taxes on capital gains. Demagogues, he labeled them, for calling it a tax cut for the rich. Well, as Patrick Henry might have said, Al, if this be demagoguery, make the most of it. 80% of capital gains go to taxpayers earning over $100,000 a year. President Bush may not like facing the truth, but cutting taxes on capital gains is cutting taxes for the rich. It's a wonderfully Republican scheme, but that doesn't make it right. It's trickle-down economics at its worst. The government takes care of the wealthy, and the wealthy take care of everyone else. Nonsense, Al. Trickle-down economics didn't work for Herbert Hoover or Ronald Reagan, and it won't work for George Bush.
Well, trickle-up sure didn't work for Johnson or Carter. No roses there, Ted. Cutting the capital gains tax is not a pet rock. It's rock solid. A majority of our colleagues on both sides of the aisle, in the Senate and the House, support cutting the capital gains tax. And the Joint Tax Committee, OMB, and the Treasury Department are all in agreement that a reduction will raise revenue as much as $30 billion over the next 5 years. Where have you been, chum? In 1987, 72% of all taxpayers who would have claimed capital gains made $50,000 a year or less. These are not the rich, as you love to say. They are people selling off a home, farm, or assets in preparation for retirement or to pay college tuition for their kids. Your Democratic buddies won't join you on this one. Give up the class warfare, Ted. It's not becoming. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on random drug testing for NCAA athletes. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.